Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days, like Cheeseball Day, or worse, Moldy Cheese Day, amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey Paul, it's your good friend Travis. Sorry for the noise, I just finished packing a small box of my mom's favorite treats for today is a special day. It's National Sweetest Day. Sweetest Day is a day to give a thoughtful gift, say something nice, or even do a good deed for another person. I chose this day because I love stories about generosity, and so it got me wondering. Do you have any podcast suggestions about random acts of kindness or unexpected giving? Thanks, and can't wait to hear what you come up with.
First of all, Travis, how hard is it to say sweetest and not have it sound like Swedish? Today is National Sweetest Day, which is celebrated on the third Saturday of October. When one thinks of sweet, they think of candy, which is where this day originated from. But due to certain circumstances, it morphed into a day not specific to things that make you need to see a dentist. For my first recommendation, I have a short 10-minute mystery from the Ohio Mysteries podcast that talks about the history of Sweetest Day, including the fact that it was invented in Cleveland and that a lot of people outside the region have no idea it exists. So give it a listen, do something sweet for someone, and post it on social media using the National Sweetest Day hashtag. Today's guest is Travis Osterhaus. I met Travis last year at Podcast Movement. Travis does not have a podcast, but he has a podcast app called Repod. Because I recommend podcast episodes in my newsletter and this podcast, I'm always seeking out podcasts myself. I subscribe to newsletters, I belong to the Bellow Collective, and I read a bunch of articles. Repod, though, is a social app where people talk about their favorite episodes within a podcast player. I've gotten so many great recommendations from other app users, so come check it out. As a little bonus, I'm going to answer Travis's question with one of my favorite podcasts, Kind World. Unfortunately, Kind World ended a few months ago, but you can still find all their episodes. In this episode, a mother bonds with a clerk at a grocery store who has Down syndrome, which will make it a little dusty wherever you are. For our third recommendation, Travis recommends Lake City Quiet Pills from the Unresolved podcast. Travis says, and I quote, "This one has a reply-all feel to it. In 2009, a 79-year-old World War II veteran who was an active Redditor passed away. His death was posted to a Reddit community by his friend who was also a Redditor. That seemed to be it, until a year later, other curious Redditors began searching through the history of the two friends and found a bizarre website linked between the two of them named Lake City Quiet Pills. That's where the story begins." Unquote. For today's extra hot sauce, I'm giving a heads up that my next episode is coming on October 23rd, and it's National Mold Day. There is no way you can guess what that day is about without looking it up. Or listening to my podcast. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.